Now, the children of Israel haven't turned to God because the famine's relieved. And in chapter 8, we're told, verse 1, "Then spake Elisha unto the woman whose son he had restored to life, saying, Arise, and go thou and thine household, and sojourn wheresoever thou canst sojourn, for the Lord hath called for a famine, and it shall also come upon the land 7 years. And the woman arose, did after the saying of the man of God, and she went with her household and sojourned in the land of the Philistines 7 years. Now the famine has come, and she left the land, went to the Philistines." Now, this was again a judgment of God upon the northern kingdom. "And it came to pass at the 7 years' end that the woman returned out of the land of the Philistines, and she went forth to cry unto the king for her house and for her land. And the king talked with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, Tell me, I pray thee, all the great things that Elisha hath done. And it came to pass," he was telling the king how he'd restored a dead body to life, "that behold, the woman whose son he'd restored to life cried to the king for a house, for a land. And Gehazi said, My lord, O king, this is the woman, this is her son, whom Elisha restored to life." Now we're told that the king then made a ruling that her property was to be restored to her, and all the fruit of the land. Now, here is another incident in the life of Elisha that's quite remarkable. Now, you will recall that the king in the north had attempted to slay him. He wanted to capture him and slay him. But now he's an old man and he's sick. And what happens? Verse 7, "And Elisha came to Damascus, and Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, was sick. And it was told him, saying, The man of God has come hither." Now the king thought that Elisha would restore him to life. And he's not about to take the life of Elisha in view of the fact that his own life may hang in the hands of this man, so he'll not touch a hair of his head. Verse 8, "And the king said unto Hazael, Take a present in thine hand, and go meet the man of God, and inquire of the Lord by him, saying, Shall I recover of this disease?" Hazael went to meet him. And Hazael is the man that is the captain of the host here of the king. We had a reference to him back in chapter 19 of 1 Kings, verse 15, "The Lord said unto him, Go return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria." Now you see, this man Hazael had already been anointed king. He was to follow Ben-Hadad. Hazael is just waiting around, frankly, for old Ben-Hadad to die. That was always the problem of being a king in those days. It was very difficult for your successor, whether it be a son or a general or someone else, to shed very many tears, my friend, at your funeral, because it was your funeral that would bring him to power. So Hazael, he went out to meet him, and I do not think he did it with a great deal of enthusiasm, but he brought quite a gift from the king to Elisha. Notice the message that Elisha gave. Elisha said unto him, "Go say unto him, Thou mayest certainly recover." That's what he wanted to hear, that he'd recover. "Howbeit, the Lord hath showed me that he shall surely die." Elisha said, "I know what you'd like to hear, that he'll recover." And I think that he did it with tongue in cheek, because Hazael doesn't want to hear that. But, of course, Ben-Hadad would want to hear that. And he says, he's not going to recover. He'll die. The Lord has shown me that. Verse 11, "And he settled his countenance steadfastly until he was ashamed." Old Hazael, when he heard that, well, you can see him there. Smirk comes over his face and a smile, because he's going to become king, you see. But notice what Elisha does. "And the man of God wept." And Hazael is amazed. He says, why weepest my Lord? Well, this was the man that was seeking your life. And you're weeping? He said, no, I'm not weeping for him. This is what he said. He answered, because I know the evil that thou wilt do unto the children of Israel. Their strongholds wilt thou set on fire. Their young men wilt thou slay with the sword, and will dash their children and rip up their women with child. You see, Elisha loved his people. He loved his God. He loved the service God had given to him as a prophet. But now, this is a heartbreak, because Ben-Hadad, who'd been bad enough, but Hazael is going to be worse. Although Elijah had anointed him king, and Hazael professes that he wasn't even thinking along that line at all. Hazael said, but what is thy servant, a dog, that he should do this great thing? Now, I don't know whether he was a dog or not. He did it. And Elisha answered, the Lord hath showed me that thou shalt be king over Syria. And so he departed from Elisha, came to his master, who said unto him, what said Elisha to thee? And he answered, he told me that thou should surely recover. What a lie. And Elisha, that's what Elisha meant. He said, of course, he'd like to hear he's going to recover, and that's what you're going to tell him. But he's not. He's going to die. And the thing broke this man's heart. Now we have in the rest of this chapter this which is almost confusing to us, unless you have our chart and will follow along very carefully. Verse 16, in the fifth year of Joram, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, Jehoshaphat being then king of Judah, Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, began to reign. And we're told that he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, as did the house of Ahab. Why? For the daughter of Ahab was his wife, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. You see why God doesn't go for mixed marriages. Now we begin to see that Israel is going down as a great nation. Libna revolts against them and succeeds. You have the death of Jehoram, and he was buried in the city of David, and Ahaziah reigned in his stead. And he became king, and Ahaziah joined Jehoram in the north, and they went against the Syrians, and Jehoram is wounded. He went back to be healed in Jezreel of the wounds which the Syrians had given him at Ramah when he fought. And Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, went down to see Jehoram, the son of Ahab, in Jezreel because he was sick. Now we see that the northern kingdom is beginning to go down. They'll shortly go into captivity.